Hello, faith-filled entrepreneurs. If you are looking to align your life and business biblically, grow your business in wisdom, and walk boldly in faith, you, my friend, have come to the right place because we have the same goal and we can walk this journey together. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, The Responsive Classroom, and Kleiber Investments, and my goal is to walk boldly forward in faith towards a Holy Spirit-led vision and biblical wisdom, and I'd love for you to come along with me. We need faith leading business more than ever. Hi, friends. How is it already December and halfway through December at that? How are you doing? I hope that if you're finding yourself feeling chaotic or uber busy or unable to be present and really enjoy the season, that you can pause right now, take a deep breath, and remember that we have the hope of eternity because of Christmas. And remember that if the appetizers aren't just right or we're a little late to the Christmas party, it is all okay, right? Because we don't want to look back on the season and realize that we missed opportunities to enjoy the season or to feel joyful in the process. So that's my challenge for you. Okay, so last year was the first year that I actually had a word or a focus for the year. This is not a practice that I've ever really done in the past. Is this something that you do regularly? Because even last year, I wasn't intentionally looking for a word per se. I was in a time of fasting and praying with my church in January of 2023. And clear as day, the word surrender played over and over in my mind. And I knew without a doubt that my focus for 2023 would be to surrender in obedience to whatever God had for me. And do you know how I know that it came from God and not me? Because it has continued to be the focus at the forefront in my mind throughout the entire year. And if you know me, you know that I can't remember what I had for breakfast, much less a word that I choose out of my own doing, right? So that has embarked quite an adventure for this year. And I want to be fully transparent on this episode. In fact, this is probably going to be an episode that I am more honest than I have ever been, as far as being transparent about what's going on in my own heart and mind here. But this has been the hardest year of my entrepreneurial journey since I started my own business 5 years ago. It has been harder than my first year, harder even than 2020, which in 2020, the only business I had was my education consulting business. So when school shut down, that was quite a thing. But I'd love to recap my year just a bit with you in order to hopefully encourage you on whatever part of the journey God has you on right now. Okay, so let's go back to January 2023. At the prompting of the Lord, I stepped away from all marketing and content creation, including the book that I had already completed the first draft of, and new contracts for the Responsive Classroom. I knew that my time of traveling for work was going to be really limited or really had come to an end. And so without really having another plan, I just knew that that chapter, the door needed to be closed. And I even took my husband on a walk. We were walking our dogs and I was crying and he was like, "You don't have to stop." And I was like, "I do. I know I do. The Lord is telling me to." But I didn't really have another plan. Right? So that was kind of the first step of surrender. In January, after I did that, I felt God leading me into this real estate investing. Now, my thought for it was that I would start to learn about it. So it was something I could do several years in the future, but I began a deep dive and I drank from the fire hose. And if you've been following this at all, you know that we just jumped in with both feet. In January, I also started to feel a very strong tug with numerous affirmation points, right? I call them God touches, that we were supposed to move Tate out of the school that he was in and into a very specific private school. And so the research began on this from January to about April. Okay. So in February, we bought our first real estate investing house. My husband has a full-time job, so he was fully supportive, but it was definitely me leading the charge on this one, which kind of brought this weight, right? In February, we also realized that my son would be at a baseball World Series in June during the same time of our church camp. And church camp is something that he looks forward to every year. So I just really started praying, like, Lord, where do we go from here? Like, I know that you wouldn't just shut this door without leading us in another direction. Do we not play with the team? Do we look at something else? And I started really feeling pushed towards a camp called Camp Kanakuk. So in March through August, I worked weekly, sometimes daily, on this flip house that was an hour away, learning, crying, praying, doing all of the things. In April, we bring up the idea of going to the private school to tape, and he flips out. He was so upset. He was crying. He was angry. He stayed respectful. It was the most heartbreaking thing. But let me tell you this story for just a second. So it was a Friday. We took him to dinner. He was having a friend spend the night. So before we got the friend, we just brought up the idea that we were going to go tour this school and that we were really considering moving him there. And tried to give him all of the positive reasons, not so much the negative reasons for removing him from the school he was at, because nothing had happened. There was no major incident or anything like that, but really trying to bring up the positive things. But as a seventh grader who has a ton of friends at the current school, of course, he didn't understand that. We had a baseball tournament that weekend. Saturday, he was very adamant that he was not moving schools, that he was not going to a private school, that he was not going to be a private school kid, just really closed off to the idea. And I was just praying this whole weekend, Lord, for him to align our hearts, you know, that we would move forward no matter how difficult, but just to bring Tate on board. Sunday evening, we're driving back. It was late. We had played all day, driving back from the baseball tournament, about an hour drive. And Tate says, out of the blue, okay, I'm ready to listen. I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue. I'm not upset. I'm ready to listen about this school. And it was like a complete change. So we talked about it. And that Monday, we took a tour with Tate. And he got in the car after the tour and he said, okay, I'll go. And it was such a drastic change in his heart that I knew without a doubt that the Lord's hand had been on that and had made that change. And even Tate said, I don't know why I changed my mind so much. And I was like, boy, I do. I know why. And so while we honestly didn't know at this point, like how we were going to pay for it, what that sacrifice would look like, we just knew we were so affirmed with what that would be. And so we moved forward there. In July, Tate goes to camp. He goes to Kanakuk. He has the best 2 weeks of his life. He comes back fired up for God, counting down the months to go back. In July, I also had a mastermind prayer and brainstorming weekend with some amazing Christian businesswomen, Kristen Farrell, and Haley Carter, who both have incredible ministries and businesses for God, who with the guidance of the Holy Spirit helped me completely restructure the path for the Faithful Entrepreneur and the Responsive Classroom. And honestly, I had no intentions of doing that when I went, but it was completely Holy Spirit led. August through November, we had the flip house listed. This was literally a time of just waiting in faith. But while I was waiting, I was watching my bank account go down because we had to continue to pay for the mortgage and pay for the electricity and, you know, things such as this. So it wasn't like we were waiting with nothing. It was like waiting with urgency, you know, and really having to trust God in that time. In August, Tate also started the new school, which has ended up being the best decision. He loves it. Of course, he still misses his friends at times, but he has grown academically, spiritually, athletically. He has great friends, amazing teachers, and God just continues to affirm this decision and to bring provision for it. In August, I also basically restarted the responsive classroom. Remember, I hadn't done anything with it other than continue the contracts that I already had since January. And so with the restructuring, I began to subcontract trainers, try to book schools again, created new resources because I'm shifting to a more resource-based business model. So this has been a ton of work shifting over to this. And then here we are. We're in December, and we are closing out the year. Now, that was my recap of the year. And the reason that I gave that to you, not that you care, my month to month, but I just wanted you to know, like, kind of what a race this has been, right? Now, if you noticed, we sent my kid to a private school. We sent him to an amazing but a very expensive camp. And we bought a house that needed a ton of repairs. It has been so much spending. But here's the thing. It was all done in faith and obedience. And so guess what? God was, of course, faithful as he always is. But here's the other kicker about this for me. For me, in my journey, because of my background, because of, you know, some of my lived experiences, finances are the absolute hardest piece of my life to give over to the Lord. I can give over relationships, parenting, marriage, all of that. I can lay down at his feet easier than finances. They are the one thing that brings the most worry and brings the most pressure on myself. So of course, friends, it would absolutely make sense in hindsight that this is where God would focus in on as the area that I needed to work on surrendering. Don't we love how he does that? But I'm not going to lie, y'all. I felt like I started three businesses in 1 year, even though I've had the responsive classroom for 5 years. It has been such a year of unknowns. A year of risks, pivots, new things, sacrifice, and quite frankly, just a lot of really, really hard work with the fewest financial rewards. I'm telling y'all, I'm being transparent this year, the fewest financial rewards that I've made since I started my business. And because of that, I fought discouragement, worry, frustration, confusion, all of the things, right? But we have come through on the other side, and I want to tell you why. There's two reasons. The first and foremost, the most important reason, is that God is faithful. Period. But to back that up, I followed where he wanted me to go. I was tested, and sometimes I did great. Majority of the time, not so much. And it took me longer to come around to fixing my eyes on him, right? So that's why there was such a hills and valleys type year, because I would kind of go into the valley and have to redirect my eyes on him, go into the valley, redirect my eyes on him. I took big risks financially, which, like I said, is absolutely the area of the hardest time letting go of, and with my family. Y'all, I pulled my kid out of his school. I put him on a bus and sent him three states away to a camp where he knew no one and didn't even have a phone, didn't even take his phone with him. I bought a house that was literally leaning. It was leaning, y'all. Like, there was a little hill in the living room. And I flipped it without having the slightest idea of what I was doing. But I just knew I was on the path where God wanted me to be. God had to get me over myself, my lack of skills and knowledge, my doubts in myself, my discouragement, my worry. It was a year of consistently and continually laying things back down at his feet, getting to the end of my rope, and then realizing that I wasn't actually hanging on to my rope. I was hanging on to his rope, and he would just let out a little bit more and reassure me that he was still there the whole time and that I was still in the right place. Now, if you listen to episode 100 about our experience flipping the house, you know that I had Deuteronomy 1:29 through 31 as a staple. Let me remind you of what it says. But I said to you, don't be shocked or afraid of them. The Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you just as you saw him do in Egypt. And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. Now he has brought you to this place. And I had, and I still have, God brought you to this place playing like a broken record through my mind. And you know what? He built endurance. He built my trust and my faith in him. He proved himself faithful. And he took me on a journey, and we are still standing. Now, I knew in my mind that surrendering was a necessary part of this journey. But again, in all transparency, which I'm clearly being transparent in this episode, I was hoping it would be like surrender a little and then have a breakthrough, take a step of faith, and then immediately get the reward. But it did not work like that. It was a day in, day out decision to stay in the surrender game. And sometimes it felt more like a battle, mainly a battle with myself, right? I heard a Peloton commercial in the car 2 days ago, and it just stuck with me so much. The slogan they used was, be uncomfortable in the comfort of your own home. What a slogan, right? Like, with the understanding that if you're going to make a change with your body and with your health, you're going to have to get uncomfortable, so you might as well do it in the comfort of your home. Like, they don't even try to make it fluffy there, right? I think we could change it up a little bit and say, be uncomfortable in the shadow of God's wings. Living a life of faith will not ever be comfortable. Being an entrepreneur certainly has its moments of discomfort, but when you put them together and you are trying to be a faith-filled entrepreneur, you better look out, right? Now, as we close up 2023, make sure to grab your free resource, Evaluate 2023 to elevate 2024. You can get it in the show notes. You can get it on the website at thefaithfulentrepreneur.com. But start praying now if God wants you to have a focus for 2024. And if so, then pray for that discernment and that wisdom on the journey. But y'all, if you pray for wisdom, God's going to give it. If you tell him you're available, get ready for him to take you on a journey. It may be one of breakthrough. It may be one of surrender. It may be one of being still and trusting him. You don't know. And that's why we can't do a one size fits all. If we are faith-filled entrepreneurs, we are Holy Spirit-led, Holy Spirit-driven. And so start right now praying for that availability. In fact, I'm going to pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for each person that you have brought to this episode. I thank you for the work that you are doing in their lives. If they have businesses, the work that you are doing through their businesses or their leadership or their ministry. Thank you for using us. What a privilege to be used by you. Father, I do pray blessings on their business. I do ask for your favor, for your hand to be on them, for the dream that you've given them, for the business that you've given them. But more than that, I pray for their hearts to be open to you. Lord, we know that you can do infinitely more than we could ask or imagine, and that you will do that. And so we are available to you. Lord, thank you for this season. Thank you for Christ. Help us to keep you the focus no matter what we do or where we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, y'all, thank you for being here. From a business standpoint, please subscribe to this podcast, download it, share it, because we need faith leading business more than ever. And if you find value in these episodes, I would just be so humbled, and I would so appreciate it if you would leave a review on Apple or Spotify. It helps to get this episode in front of more people. Have a very Merry Christmas. Magnify Christ in every activity you do this season, and we will be back with new episodes in the new year. Bye for now, friends.